My dear faithful, today is the 4th of July, and thus I would like to wish all of you a very happy and blessed Independence Day. Be not shocked at these calamities, but consider the things that happened, not as being for the destruction, but for the correction of our nation. Words taken from the second book of Maccabees, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, the Battle of Cold Harbor was fought during the American Civil War. It took place from May 31st to June 12th, 1864, near Mechanicsville, Virginia. It is remembered as one of American history's bloodiest battles. For under the command of General Ulysses S. Grant, thousands of Union soldiers were killed or wounded as they made a frontal assault against the fortified positions of Confederate General Robert E. Lee's army. This battle was one of General Lee's last great defensive stands of the war before his eventual surrender. Now, a Protestant minister by the name of Reverend Wright related the following incident, which occurred in the midst of the carnage of Cold Harbor. On the field of battle laid a captain of noble figure and kingly bearing. He was mortally wounded. He was a Catholic. He asked the soldiers attending him to wrap the American flag about him, that he might die under its protecting folds. The six or seven men who stood around him had expressions of mingled sorrow, love, and reverence. The flag having been placed about his broken body, the dying man's face lighted up with heavenly radiance. Then he said with all the conviction of his heart, "We are bleeding and dying for the old flag, and the cause is worthy of sacrifice." Then, laying his hand reverently upon the flag, he urged his companions not to shrink from duty, to face even death for their cause. And then his voice took on an even more serious tone. Reaching his trembling hand from the flag to his vest, he pulled something from his pocket. "But boys," he whispered with all the sincerity of his heart, "boys, here I hold in my hand an image of a being who died for a far nobler cause." Then, holding up his crucifix for all to see, he said, "He died to save you and me and all who put their trust in him." And then that Catholic captain laid his head back upon the flag and pressed the crucifix to his heart. And having made a lasting impression upon the hearts of those young men, he breathed his last. My dear faithful, today we celebrate Independence Day. Today we celebrate the birth of our great nation. And we do this because we love our nation, and we want to show it both honor and reverence. And it is even right and good for us to do so, for the virtue of piety demands that we love our country. As St. Thomas Aquinas explains, because our country provides for our government, we are indebted to make a return to our country. Thus, it is our duty to be loyal to our country, to support its moral institutions, to respect its just laws and its flag. It is our duty to be good citizens, to take an interest in the welfare of our country, and to obey its lawful authority in all that is not sin. Thus, to be a good Catholic, my dear people, we must love our country. And because we love our country, it is most difficult for us to witness what is happening to America today. To see so many so-called Americans not loving, but hating America. To see our flag despised and our national anthem protested. To see brother being turned against brother and patriotism condemned as a hateful crime. To see all that our nation is going through and to have to endure these sufferings with her, we may truly feel as those soldiers did that day at the Battle of Cold Harbor. We may truly feel as that Catholic captain said, that we are bleeding and dying for the old flag. Nevertheless, my dear faithful, we must always remember that God only allows these evils to bring about a greater good. As it says in sacred scripture, be not shocked at these calamities, but rather consider the things that happened, not as being for the destruction, but for the correction of our nation. And thus we can use the troubles of these times to bring about that greater good. For if we bear them in a Christ-like manner, if we offer them up in union with our Lord's sufferings, if we offer them up with peace, patience, and resignation, we will earn many graces. Graces to help save America. Graces to help save souls. After all, that is what our Lord did for us. He lovingly and willingly endured the most excruciating torments of his passion and death in order to save this world, in order to redeem our souls. Therefore, my dear faithful, whenever you are tempted to become discouraged, sorrowful, or even upset by the circumstances of today, turn to our divine Savior. Turn to him by prayer and then offer up your sufferings in union with his sufferings on the cross. Say, my Jesus mercy, or most sacred heart of Jesus, protect and save our country. And then offer up those sacrifices which come with being a good Catholic and a good American in today's immoral world. Offer them up to earn graces for our nation, to earn graces for souls. And finally, ask Our Lady for her protection as well. Ask Mary, who is the special patroness of the United States, under the title of her Immaculate Conception. Ask her to bring our nation back to God and to bring peace to this world. Do this by praying her rosary every day and by remembering our country in your rosaries. My dear faithful, if we do these things, if we pray and offer the sacrifice of our crosses and sufferings for the good of our nation, we will truly call down God's mercy and blessing upon America, and we will do our part to stem the tide of these evils which afflict our great nation today. And this, my dear faithful, is a cause truly worthy of sacrifice. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.